Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello, family. Welcome to this episode of the King of Connections Radio Show, brought to you exclusively by Bashani Radio Worldwide. I'm Johnny Morning, known as the King of Connections. I am the United Nations of International Business World, connecting people, ideas, resources to build a better planet for all, as we are one family on this planet. I'm the catalyst who connects the world's best and brightest people to solve some of the biggest problems. One of my favorite quotes is from Sir Richard Branson. Succeeding in business is all about making connections. It's all about personal contact. You need to get out and about meeting people and developing relationships. You know, I love the social media, but I love face-to-face. Let me shake your hand. Let me look in your eyes and I know what you're talking about so I can understand that, Sir Richard. You see, every business is a people business. And I was so fortunate enough to figure it out early on that the more efficient way you put yourself in position so you can help people out on a personal basis, which allow you to add value, support them, so before you have to ask for a favor or they ask you for a favor, we already know what's going on. And that's not happening right now. I mean, like I said, I love the social media, but it takes away that personal touch, that thing that I can look at you, I know you, I can read you, you can read me. But you can tell me anything on social media. You can tell me anything on email. You can tell me anything over the phone. But I love that one-on-one, look in your eye, let's sit down and talk about it. And even then, you have some people that can deceive you. But what I love is connecting with people one-on-one. You get to know each other. They get to know you. We go heart to heart. I meet a lot of people all the time, and they want to give a handshake. I give them a handshake, but I got to bring it heart to heart. I want to know what's in your heart. When I know what's in your heart, then I know what's in you. And that's the thing that I love about meeting people. And I love meeting people. This is one of the things that people always tell me, yeah, man, you just love meeting people. And yes, I do. Traveling around the world. And people, sometimes, they don't know English, but they know you. They know your heart. They don't have to speak English to know your heart. So make sure you have a good heart and you connect with people who have a good heart. Because, like I said, every business is a people business. And number one, why I'm doing this show is often people see me in photos and events with multi-millionaires and business leaders, politicians, athletes, and celebrities internationally around the world. And they say, well, how did you meet them? You know, I'm a C student. There's nothing really special about me. I just love people. And that's all I can say about it. So I would meet people. I would get things done. We would have situations around the world. And they would come to me and say, well, we need to get this fixed. We need to get this done. And could you go make it happen? So I would go down and meet with people, even with my interpreter. Interpreter would say what I told them to say, and they would look at me and they could know that what he said matched up what I felt. And so we made a lot of good things happen. Number two, why I'm here is Bashani Broadcasting gives me a platform to reach over 500 million people worldwide. You know how deep, you know how big, how huge that is? Worldwide. So you got people who are listening. Like I said, they may not even understand what I'm saying, but they can feel it in my voice that I'm serious about it. And somebody gonna tell them that, yeah, this is a guy, if he ever comes to your town, ever comes to your part of the country, or whatever part, you know, it could be in Vietnam, it could be in Thailand, it could be in Abu Dhabi, it could be in Dubai, wherever I show up at, people know it's real. And that's the thing that you have to get across to people, that you're for real. You're not just coming in to take things. I was in working for a contractor in Iraq, doing Operation Iraqi Freedom, a Gulf War II. And we came to restart the oil field back up. But the people were hearing all these stories about we were coming to steal the oil. Now, I don't know what was going on above my pay grade, but I know boots on the ground, we were coming to help. We were coming to make sure that we got them electricity back up. We make sure they had schools. We make sure we bought them footballs, which most people know as soccer balls. So we made sure that we took care of the people, and that's what we were there for. Other than that, I can't tell you, I don't know. But I just want to share some of my many years of concepts on how I made those connections that eventually grew in high value relationships. They just happened naturally for me. I guess it was just something in me that people just trusted me, and I trusted them, and I did not want to betray their trust by doing anything that was out of character for me. And especially that would be controversial. So I was welcomed, and I, like I said, I worked in some of the greatest countries in the world. Iraq, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, South Africa, Algeria, Kuwait, Qatar. So these are people that they're suspect when you show up. So if you don't show up with a real deal quality, they can see right through it. That's the same thing here. I go into some certain states, certain cities, they can tell if you're coming for a hidden agenda. So make sure you're not coming with that kind of thing. But you want to make sure, and personal and professional goals, that you need the ability to build meaningful relationships effectively and efficiently. Because some of the things that we did when I was in corporate America, we needed some of the authorities from some of the states, some of the countries, and some of the cities to assist us to make sure we got in the equipment, we got the permits to make sure that we were doing our jobs, to make sure that everybody was happy at the end of the day. So sometimes you have people who want to be difficult. You have to work around that, but you have to do the math at the end of the day. So the more contacts you have, when you set up and create connections, that becomes the end of the referrals. And that's one of the things that we were taught when I was coming up through corporate America. You go out and build relationships so that once you get done, the people want this particular company to come back, and we don't have to bid the job or anything. It's like, we got trust in you, we have confidence in you, we're not even gonna send it out for bid, come on back in, and we make millions and millions of dollars that way. Actually, billions of dollars, actually. But those are the things you want to do. As small businesses, you want to make sure that you start out that way. You don't want to get a bad reputation. You want to understand that this is pivotal to your success, and building relationships is what it's all about. And delivering a perfect product, man, is what it's all about. You don't promise this and give them that. that's never going to work. You're going to be out. You're going to be a one-time deal. I've seen that time and time again. You fracture that relationship because you promise them this, you give them that, and then you want to know why they don't want to see you again. You have to deliver on your promise. If you can't make it, you go back to them, tell them you can't make it, and give them the reasons why you can't make it. And normally, if you have a close enough a relationship, they will understand that. But no one understands why you lied to them. I mean, just as I have two ex-wives that that relationship, marriage. Don't ask me nothing about marriage relationships. Business relationships, I got that covered. But anyway, I want to teach you today, or educate you today, the difference between a contact, a connection, and also a con. I hate to say it because I mentioned that sometimes people make promises that they don't intend to keep in the first place. And then it sets it up for a bad reaction for everybody else. Now, a contact. Let's get to a contact. I've done this many times, and some people get it all confused. Now, a contact is you meet someone at a luncheon. You meet someone in a meeting. You meet someone at a team building session. That's only a contact. Hand out your business cards. You hand out your business cards, give them your business card. Now, for some people, they consider that business card as a connection. It's only contact. That means we have the opportunity to build a relationship and become a connection. But we're not a connection. We're not going to do business together. It blows my mind. It's like, a young lady meet a gentleman at a meeting or at a happy hour, and you shake hands, and next thing you know, tomorrow you want to get married. And we're not getting married tomorrow. And it's the same thing in the business world. We're not going to do business tomorrow till I get to know you. Like, you shouldn't marry somebody the next day after you meet them. It just doesn't make good sense. But people in the business world, they expect that. Okay, well, I met you, we had a good time, and so we're gonna do the deal or what? No, we're not gonna do a deal. Just like meeting you and say, okay, we had a good time last night, well, let's go to downtown and get married. No, we're not gonna do that. So those are things you have to be aware of, because I'm telling you from experience, over 35 years of this, that people do it all the time. I mean, you go into a new city, you meet them, you have a good time, you have a great weekend, next thing you know, we never gonna do a deal. No, I never said that. And you never said that. So be careful of that, because a contact is just a contact. A contact doesn't mean that me and you gonna do business, but a contact means that for me, your contact. I know what you do. You know what I do. And now, if something comes up and I can involve you in the project, or I know someone else is doing the project and we have a good relationship, I can guide you that way. Because I guide you that way doesn't mean the person who I guide you to has to do a deal with you, because you're just a contact. You're not a connection, and you're not a relationship. So we need to stop the madness on that, because and with social media, it gets even worse. You know, I get it all the time on social media, because they like me or I like them, and now all of a sudden they're sending me a message saying that this is the best thing that ever happened to you. I've got just what you need. How do you know you have just what I need if you don't know me? You have to get to know people before you start making those advances that, okay, here we go, this is the best thing that ever happened to you. No, it's not. Let's get to know each other first. Take your time. It's like a dating process. Let's date a little bit. Let's go out a few times, and then we'll see where this goes. And if it doesn't go anywhere, we can end as friends. But if you push it, then it's not gonna end well for anybody. So let's not do that. So that's the contact. Now, let's get to the connection part of it. Now, after we go out and we start to see the commonalities that we have, and we're going in the same direction, then we can become a connection. Because you have a connection, doesn't mean we have to do business together right away. You can just say, okay, this is great. This is not where we're going right now, but in the future, hopefully we can do something together. Now, if I'm driving up north and you're driving down south, that's nothing we can do together at that particular point. But don't get mad because I'm going north and I don't want to get in the car with you and go south. Then we're not going to have a great connection. So take your time. Make sure that your goals and your aspirations match up with each other. And they can, like I said, match up just perfectly, but just not at a particular point in time, because you're going north and I'm going south. And maybe it's come a time down the line that we're both going the same direction, it'd be a great fit. So don't get all upset and just saying, okay, well, I thought we had a deal. We never had a deal. We had a commonality that we both want to accomplish the same thing. But at the particular point in time, it's just not going the same direction right now. But we can do something in the future. Now, the con. Like I said, I'm teaching you about contact, a connection, and a con. A con is really a manipulator. They're gonna tell you what you want to hear, no matter what. They may be going north. If you say you're going south, they're going south also. Until you sign a deal, and now they're going north. So you got to be careful of that. There's a lot of manipulators out there who will take advantage of you, and they will do it without thinking about it. It's just who they are, and they will go around telling everybody else about how they did it. And they would go to people and tell them that you sent them to talk to them, because y'all are best friends now. Just met you 2 weeks ago. Now y'all just buddies. And those things happen all the time. So the con is always after you. So be very, very careful. Make sure you know the difference between a contact, which is somebody you just met, which is somebody you could possibly do business with, which is somebody that you could possibly point in the right direction with, somebody in your network, and they could possibly point you somewhere in their network because you have a commonality. And that's what you need to look for, a commonality, is this guy, this young lady, going in the same direction I'm going in? Do they show integrity or their personal character? If not, then you need to back off. And once you get to know them, you get to understand their goals, their aspirations, their dreams, and what they're doing on a particular project. Because it doesn't work on this project, doesn't mean the next project we can't do any business. But if you're pressing, that lets me know that something's not right with the project of your own already. And if you can't point me in the right direction, or you can't give me somebody I can speak to verify your character, and your integrity, then I'm going to have to back off that anyway. And I don't care how good the deal sounds or how good the deal looks. You have to stop, pump the brakes, and take a look at it and say, wait a minute, this is not right. Okay? So now, as we get past the contact part, now we're in connection part, then we're getting closer and closer. Now we're spending more time with each other. So now you get to understand really, really what they're all about and whether you want to advance this thing to the relationship part of it. Because once you get to the relationship part of it, it's a done deal. That relationship with people that for years, man. But when you have a relationship with people, it doesn't mean that you have to do business every day or they have to help you every day or you have to help them every day. I have relationships with people that you really have to work at it. Like I said, I was married and didn't work at it. But you have to work at it because you want to stay in contact with them. Just because they're going north right now and I'm going south right now don't mean that I'm not going to help them out. You may need something up north that I can send from down south to help you out. Or I may know someone up north that can help you out. So you stay in contact. It's a constant maintenance program. It's just like getting your oil changed in your car. You have to do it constantly or it's going to break down. So keep working at it. Keep working hard at it. And watch out for the cons because they're out there. They're out there. They're trolls. They're everywhere. And they're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to pick up on something. They may have talked to someone who you know who they are in relationship with, who is a good person of integrity and character. But this particular person takes that information and tries to use it on you to extort you for what they want rather than a win-win situation. So, I appreciate you coming today to the King of Connection radio show, brought to you by Bashani Broadcasting to almost 500 million people. And we're going to get the message out. And next week, I'm going to talk about what I told you guys about is the 9 OPs. Other people's money. But I'm going to tell you an extra thing that I didn't share with you when I told you I was going to do the 9 P's, right? I have the 10th one. It's going to be a bonus for you. If you come back next week, and I'll share that one with you. It's going to blow your mind. Because this one will really, really skyrocket you to the next level. And that's the kind of things I want to share. Because I found that givers give and givers get more. And takers not gonna, they can't win. I mean, it's just not natural. It's just a terrible thing though, the way that people wanna take. They think they don't have to give. I mean, it's just like if it's you're planting a crop, but you just take it up, you don't plant anything, you're not gonna get anything back the next season. So you gotta stop. So I'm gonna give you the 9 P's next week. Other people's money, other people's time, other people's services, other people's experiences, other people's list, other people's ideas, other people's clients, other people's networks, other people's partnerships. And if you show up next week, I'm gonna give you that 10th OP, the bonus one. This could skyrocket you right over the top. So, as the King of Connection, let's stay connected. Let's go out and make the world a better place. This is what we do. Get arm in arm, hand in hand, and let's do the thing. Thank you. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.